as we celebrate another glorious afternoon here in Gaia together. And we feel the energy of the earth, the energy of the air blowing through us, hearing the energy of the water, the bird life, all of the bounty of Gaia. And we feel the grace of her beauty. And we know we are blessed. So take a breath into that blessing. Let it fill you. Feel yourself as a vessel of Gaia's energy. And be filled up from the bottom to the top. Let her be one with you as we have come from the earth, from the dirt of the earth, the crystals of the earth. And in this sacred place, we give thanks for our connection. We give thanks for the grace that brought us here together. And to hear the messages and the wisdom from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, you find yourself outside. And dear ones, in this place where you have gathered, and the energy around this place is like so many other places on the planet, in a time of lower energy, in a time of kings and wars and battles and unspeakable things. This is not the only place where these things have happened. It is earthwide. And wherever you go, you'll find this. In some places, you'll find it as slavery. In some places, it's called something else, where the ones in power will abuse the ones who are not. And in this new energy, in this consciousness today, old souls who might have actually been there are today rewriting the history with a new consciousness and new thought and new ideas. Those who are capturing the preciousness of life. Those who are alert to how the land responds to you and you to it. Dear ones, I've given metaphors in the past about buildings and your life. I want to take just a moment right now, not too long, to give you another metaphor, a similar one that we've given in the past. For you look at castles today. In other lands, you've looked at temples, but castles are a bit different. Let's metaphorize this. If you had to build your own personal castle, and it was esoteric, it was not physical, but it represented your life, let me give you some hints on the foundation, the walls, and the roof, the ceiling. What would be your foundation? Something that would remain, something that would be a free choice, but would remain. For the castle you build, dear ones, in your life, for your life, is a free choice castle. What would be the foundation, the thing that would not move, the thing that would support everything else in your life? And you would have to say, well, it is what I believe. And perhaps it would be the preciousness of actual divinity in you. God in you would be the foundation of your existence, of your castle, the place where you would live in all of your waking hours, metaphorically. And let's say that it was this foundation, this beautiful belief. What I want to say is this: no matter what you build on it, the foundation must remain. Belief is not something that necessarily then changes or goes to something else or is the belief de jure. It must be that which is grounded, for everything you build on it depends upon the foundation. No matter what, if you build your castle on shaky foundation, it will tumble from you. It will go into ruins. If you then shift around a belief to a belief. And so you must be certain of the God inside, the divinity. And you must say to yourself, this is my permanent belief because it is right for me. And if you don't have that, dear ones, don't build your castle yet. Free choice means that you can look around until you find the foundation material to use. But let us say you settle on it. It is the belief for life. When you start building the walls are those things are actionable. That means the actions you have, which are compassion. What you do in life, how you believe, how you treat others, these are your walls. Because this is what people see. The people do not see the foundation. That is private, and that's for you. That's stability. But what they do see are the walls. Let the walls represent how you live. Let the walls represent what others see that is precious about you or good about you. Let the walls be you and not a facade of you. Let them be who you are. And when you get the walls the way you want them, the who you are part, you're ready to build the top of the structure, that which many call the roof. And this will be supported by your actions and will shelter you for the rest of your life. Let us build the roof out of compassion and love. The highest energies, you might say, that exist today, right where they belong, on top. And be aware of this, that if the walls are not strong, if your compassionate action is not strong, the building will collapse. No amount of compassion and love will survive if your actions speak another truth. This is the temple. This is the castle. For the old soul, for the light worker. And there will be a time, dear ones, in history, after you're gone, where you become an ancestor, and those will look at your castle and say, this was good. And they will emulate you. Mother, father, sister, brother, let the children look at the castle you build and emulate it for the rest of their lives as well. This is the light worker's legacy. And so it is.